Right, we'll call this meeting to order for the Provo Landmarks Commission. Today is December 18th, 2024. The time is 12:30 p.m. And we'll start off with the roll call. Please state your name and if you have any conflicts of interest.
Jeff Ringer, no conflicts of interest.
Jeff Olson, no conflicts of interest.
Eric Carter, no conflicts also.
Jesse Embry, no conflicts.
All right, and
Okay.
David Amott, no conflicts.
I will read through the item of decorum. Although this is a public hearing, only the presenters and those invited by the committee may speak or ask questions unless otherwise invited by the chair. Please wait to speak until called on. When speaking, please be sure to speak into the microphone so the record is clear. Please state your name and city of residence for the record. Please limit side conversations as they interfere with the audio recording. If you need to have a side conversation, please step out of the chambers. Please do not attempt to interrupt or speak over people. Intimidating or threatening speech or behavior will not be tolerated at any time. Please refrain from clapping, cheering, booing, or being otherwise disruptive during the hearing. All right. So item one on our agenda is the 2025 CLG grant proposal for a rehabilitation project at Provo Library at Academy Square.
All right. So on this one, we just, we just wanted to be able to meet with you guys and kind of go over our CLG grant proposal for the upcoming cycle that they have. And so just a little bit of background, since we have some new members on our Landmarks Commission, just kind of wanted to go over what that is, what it entails, and kind of what we're looking at. So the certified local government, so Provo is a certified local government for the historic preservation, or in historic preservation, we're able to apply for these grants. So as a Landmarks Commission, we see these from time to time come through. And basically what it is the State Historic Preservation Office has provided a matching grant opportunity. So it's a 50-50 reimbursement match that enables funds to go towards historic preservation here within the city. And so that project potentially could be awarded up to $20,000 for the match. And so historically, we haven't had a proper fund that we can then look out and see where to apply this or apply for these. We rely on property owners or interested people in historic preservation to come forward with the match funding themselves, and then we can sponsor that application and apply through the State Historic Preservation Office. So we've done these from time to time, but this grant application is gotten more competitive through the state as there's been more and more applicants applying each time with a limited amount of funding. So there's an application process where these then get reviewed and through the state. And so last year we came and talked about the community church applying for one, and we applied for it and it didn't get approved for funding from the state. So we don't currently have an application, which then makes us eligible to apply for this upcoming grant cycle. And so it's here's kind of what's proposed. So the Provo Library reached out. They've got
Sorry, Mr. Chair, before we get into the details of this, can you clarify the funding? It's a $20,000 cap. Does that imply a 10-10 with a match, or is it a 40 with a 20-20 match?
Yeah, so they reimburse up to 20,000.
Okay,
so
it could be up to a 40. Yeah,
the project could, or it could be more than that, but you can only get reimbursed and have to match.
Thanks for the clarification.
Yep. And typically, you know, depending on the type of project that it's applied for, you know, sometimes they will award less, you know, so it's not necessarily all or nothing. They can determine how much they want to award for that project. So the Provo Library has a bunch of work that needs to be done and reached out about seeing if we could help apply for the grant for this grant cycle. And the project that we're looking to focus on will be the stairs on the west facade of the building, kind of that main entrance into the building. So I've got some images here to kind of show the condition of those sandstone stairs, how they've been weathered and are deteriorating quite substantially. And so these are some more images kind of showing the detail there in the center of an area where it's, you know, not as badly decayed and eroded, and then other areas where you can see that there's been quite a bit of weathering and neglect there. So the grant would go towards helping restore these stairs. And so that's kind of what's being proposed today. And our library director is here. She's been working on getting some different information put together, reaching out. And so I'm not sure how much we have at this point, but she might be able to answer any questions that you guys might have. But essentially, we're kind of just looking for an approval to be able to move forward with applying for this grant. Then next month, we can come back with a certificate of appropriateness, getting more into detail of what the scope will be with that. So with that, if there's any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer those at this time.
I have a question. What do we know about the stairs, the current stairs? Are these the original stairs from the construction of the building, or have they been replaced at some point?
These stairs are replaced. So it's 25 years ago when they redid the building. These
So these went in at the major remodel.
Though it is really interesting that the president's porch next to it has original sandstone steps, and they are not weathering away. And so when I had a mason come out and look at it, he's like, yeah, you just need to get it from a different quarry and talk to me about just having better sandstone, that just what we have there has not weathered well. But you can get sandstone, he said, that will hold up a lot better, as in the other ones are original, and is what he said. So
is the plan to replace? It said replace or repair, which is the one.
I believe it's all replace. I have emails out to, and both companies, two different historic masons, have said that they would let me know how much it would cost and what they would recommend. The restore part of it is, you can see the gray side step things. Mm-hmm. Those may just need the mortar removed, or we can leave it as is. I was kind of waiting to hear back from the masons to see what can be done. And I'm not sure if every piece of those, like there are areas like on the corner, you can see that they're not wearing as much. Maybe we don't have to replace all of them. They didn't teach sandstone in library school. So I'm relying on my experts to tell me, you know, what that is. And we still actually don't know exactly what the cost would be either. I was hoping they would get us that by today, but they haven't.
Can I just ask who are the masons you've consulted?
Mm-hmm. Abstract and Childs.
So the intention is to replace with sandstone again.
Yeah, that is the option that we think would be most appropriate. Mm-hmm. We have had some people say, you know, you could get red concrete and stamp it, but I just don't think it would look as good. We do hope, and I've put in that request for a bid. They've said it's possible to put some heating underneath it that would allow us to not have to scrape snow off of it, which could prolong the life of it, which it doesn't have now. So that's another part of the project that we're just kind of waiting to see what the possibilities are, but it's definitely something we're looking at.
How many people use those stairs? I mean, I walk up those stairs a lot, but I don't see very many other people doing that.
Yeah, people usually come in on the north and south sides. But my office is right there, and we have people coming in and out throughout the day. We actually have never door counted that main entrance, and we're about to install a door count. So I could tell you later, but right now we don't have good numbers, especially for events that are in the ballroom. People use the front stairs a little bit more. And then you have the people that walk in and they look around and they're like, is this a library? I don't see any books. But they're used throughout the day, but they're not the main area, which is kind of why it baffles me a little bit that they've worn away so quickly. Like, that's disappointing.
Yeah, especially if they were just from, if they were new for the remodel, it was not once from the original for the building.
Yeah.
A question for the city, as we consider the appropriateness of this submission, are there others we should be thinking about, or is this the only submission that you've seen?
Yeah, so the only other one that, like I said, last time we brought the community church through and didn't get approved.
Right.
And then while that process was going, the library reached out. So I said, hey, we'll bring it, bring yours forward in the next cycle, which is now. So moving forward in the future, we'll probably have the community church want to come back and maybe some others at that point. Another thing that we can look at is trying to get funding through the city to then look at doing some other projects. And so that will be something we can also have a discussion on if we can work towards that goal as well. But at this time, yeah, this would be what we have.
So is the city, would the city do the match?
That's what we would have to try to get. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, for this, the library would be covering it.
So the library has the, okay.
Yes, we do.
Before you sit back down, can we get your name just for the record again?
Carla Gordon, Library Director.
Thank you.
Carla, can I just ask one more question about the project? Would, if there's funding, would the project address the capstones on the side walls?
If the funding was available, because when they came in and talked to me, when I talked to, it was Abstract that kind of went around that and kind of told me it about a year and a half ago, he talked to me about the condition and everything. I don't know that the, not sure. There are, you can see that there's wear, but he said it was because the mortar was too hard. Mm-hmm. And so the stones are crumbling on the sides, but they're not crumbling back so far that I don't think we couldn't keep using them and they could just remortar it in is my, he kind of talked about maybe being able to do that and just try to save it that way. Yeah.
David, were you referencing the wear on top of those? It looks kind of like they're actually just cast concrete caps.
I mean, some of the flaking suggests perhaps stone. And I did wonder if that was because of the mortar, which oftentimes is the case, but they could be concrete. I actually haven't looked at them very closely.
Yeah. And we could honestly, that those side things are kind of my side concern.
Yeah, I am.
The uneven nature of the steps is kind of what we've been most worried about.
I just wondered if I know that there's not a budget, but if the staircase is being taken apart, if and that there's many of those could be addressed too. I just wondered what the scope of the project, if it possibly could include those.
Yeah, when I emailed the different masons, I said, if we needed to repair the side things, like, is this the best time to do it, or could we do two different projects? Because I didn't want it to go too much over the $40,000 project thing, but if it's really best to do it all together, I'm really trying to do repairs on the building to save money long range and not just immediate money savings so that we can get the building to the point where it needs to be.
And this is just kind of my own curiosity.
Yeah.
But as they say, if you tear down a building, it's gone forever. If you save a building, you've saved it for 30 years. This building now has been saved for about 30 years. And I just wonder generally how the maintenance is doing. Is there a huge backlog? Is this just the tip of the iceberg?
That's a very good question. It's kind of the tip of the iceberg. When we were looking at different things we could use this grant for, I was honestly looking for, well, like the bricks need to have some work done on it, both like some repairs, but also some ceiling. It needs to have a sealant put on it every 10 to 12 years that hasn't been done on the entire building since we redid it 25 years ago. So that really needs to be done. But those are like to do all of that together, it would include scaffolding the whole building. So you could do, anyways, it's like between $300,000 and $500,000 to get that done, which we are looking at some other funding to do that. But for this kind of project, like I was looking for something smaller, there's also woodwork that needs to be updated as well. The interior of the building, we've done a better job, I feel like, at keeping it maintained, but we also then all have a boiler. I mean, it's your heater and your air conditioner goes out after 25 years. So those are some other, we're kind of looking at a bunch of really expensive things that we need to be replacing in the next few years. So we're looking at funding any way possible to do those kinds of
So this project was chosen because it's a matter, I guess, of public safety, and it's also within the scope of what
The cost.
$40,000 could possibly address.
When I walk around the building, this is one of the things that
Okay.
needs to be fixed. And though they did say that like that the state building, like their stairs are even worse, like not to worry too much. We had the architect come out from the State Historic Preservation Office, and he said, yeah, this should be taken care of, but I wouldn't worry about it too much. But also it's just gonna get worse. And we do have people complain about it and say that that's just so uneven that it scares them a little bit. So we'd like to take care of it.
Do either of the high schools still use this for a promenade?
Yeah,
Do they?
they do. And wedding parties like to lots of pictures taken on it.
So with the replacement of these stairs, does that include like a sealant in the sandstone? Because sandstone is super porous anyway.
I think initial installation, they have a sealant on it, and I have been told that we should have been sealing it every once in a while, though the mason also said it can only do so much, kind of depending on the stone itself. And that's when he pointed out that the other staircase, which again gets used a lot less, but is 100 years old and just looks to be in such good condition compared to. So I want to get someone in that can get me the right kind of sandstone that's going to hold up because, I mean, 25 years, that just seems crazy that it
Yeah.
is looking like that. And then to get recommendations from them about how to keep it maintained.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the commission? Okay, so now we would allow anyone from the public to comment. If there is anyone. Okay. Then I guess at this time the commission can discuss this submittal and entertain any motions.
Mr. Chair, this seems like a fairly obvious one to me. This is one of the architectural jewels of Provo. It fits the nature of this grant. We could make a significant contribution to the preservation of this building within the financial constraints of this. Seems pretty clear to me that we ought to forward this along.
Are there any contrary opinions on the commission? Okay. Since one of our members just recently joined, let's have you state your name and if you have any conflicts of interest with this application.
Is this on? I mean, we're right next to the door right there. Thanks. I couldn't see clear back there. This is really exciting. It's my first meeting. It's Wendy Ullman, and you should introduce myself.
Just
Or
whether or
just,
not you have any
oh,
conflicts of
okay. No, I
interest.
don't.
All right.
I love this. Thank you.
Okay, then we'll entertain any motions
Dustin, do we need a
from
formal
this.
motion on this one, or is this just a consultative item?
Yeah, I think you can make a motion. That would be fine.
Then, if you don't mind, Mr. Chair, I'll propose that the commission
approves the submission of the 2025 CLG grant proposal for a rehabilitation project at Provo Library at Academy Square.
Right.
I second the motion. Third the motion.
We have a second and third. And all those who would be in favor say aye.
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 All right. It appears unanimous. So the application is approved to move forward and this hearing is adjourned.
So you said there'll be another meeting where there'll be more details?
Yeah, so we'll bring it back for a certificate of appropriateness for the Landmarks Commission. So we'll aim to do that in January.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Sorry, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Third. All right, in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you. The hearing is now adjourned.